Vayter in Shastri and Chulin Dav Chav Zayin, picking up on the top of the page about the Mishnah, about a Mishnah. Mazel Tov, those who finish the first parak. We now start the second parak of Maseches Chulin, Parak HaShochet. It's like the Hiliga Mishnah. HaShochet Echad Vel, if someone does one simon, aka the trachea or the esophagus, the cutter or the veshet, someone goes and shechs one of them with a simonim. Ushtai Behema, two of them with a Behema, Shchita Sekshir, the Shchita is Kasher. Says Rashi, HaShochet Shchita Sekshirah, Gemara Parach, Shnai b'mehima, my Lashon d'Yavid, the Lashon of HaShochet, one who does this, is the Lashon of b'di'avid. So what are you talking about? What Lashon b'di'avid is there? Shaykh me, Ella, kam yishol t'vilach, how much do you want them to shecht already? Echad b'of, b'gemara, tiny time. And the Gemara is going to explain why it isn't on a base. And that's b'seder, good. Now, v'rubo shel echad k'mohu. Says Rashi shall call echad v'echad. The majority of one of them is like the entirety of it. You need to do the rov of each one of them. Rabbi Huda Omer, achi yishchot es avridin. He says, even if you do the proper shchita, and this is talking about only by ofos, only by chickens, Rashi says, vridin is chutei atzavar. Those are like the, literally means the strings of the neck, I mean like these blood vessels. Shemakalchin is adam, it's from the blood flow. But Gemara Mefarish, the ofka, I think it was talking about the chicken, mishum, lahotzi is adam, to take out more blood. So achi chutei vridin, now you have to do that also. Even though we're going to see that it means only with the oven. Chatzi echad ba'of, if somebody did only half by a bird, half of one. The echad v'chetzi b'mehema, or one and a half by a animal, then shchita so psula, the shchita is going to be pasul. It's got to be rov, but rov echad b'of, you did a majority of one of them in a of, or you did rov shnayim b'mehima, shchita so ksherev, then the shchita will be kasher. Rashi says b'gemara parah chatani le'risha. The Risha already said that. Why are you repeating yourself? Says gemara hashochet, somebody who does shchita hashochet again is lashon of b'di'eved. That's what Rashi says. Shochet al kach b'di'eved mashma. Look at kashulon. Bays with behemoth, like a tchila lo sagi, bahachi betmia. This is going to be a question. Losagi bahachi betmia. Hashochi diavid in, like a tchila lo, shnai behemoth, like a tchila lo, ad kama lishkot velezo. What do you mean? Two is not going to be good enough? How much do you want him to keep going? So Gemara gives two different answers. E bays ema, a echad ba'of. Maybe you could say that, what does it mean? The b'di'evit, it's talking about the one of the oaf. Really, you need to do two of them. In order to stay away from doing an avera. Maybe not going to be doing majority of one, therefore try to do two. But, okay, if you did one, then you're going to be fine. If you buy same, another answer you could say is, arubu shalachad kamohu. It's going on the statement, it says, and the rove of one is like doing the entirety of one. And again, this is like a durabanan harchaka that we want to make sure that you do it properly, therefore try to do as much as you can. Okay, but in a chinami it's going to be good, even if you did rove shell one, or, you know, rove of two of them for an animal. Kamash. We have here, our simon is kamash. It's kamash simon. Amar Rav Kana. We're now going into just talking about shchita in general. Rav Kana, minayin l'shchita shimon tzavar. How do you know shchita is from the tzavar? It's from the neck. Rashi says minagorn is the neck. Shneimer the pasuk says v'shachat is ben habakar, because you should do shchita on the ben bakar. Mimakom sheshach chateyu. So shachat is two words, a contraction of shach chateyu. That is the place over the animal shach where they bend. Rashi says shakofif chateyu. That's where you should cleanse them. Rashi says hachshirehu la'achilav tareyu. You should machshir them to be eaten and be mitare them. Rashi says lishna achrina chateyu hotzi es damo b'nikeyu. Release all the, get all the blood out and clean it out. La'hai lishna garsina chateyu lishna deduchuyehu. It's either being machshered or it's cleansing it. So that's why we know, and that's from the neck. How do you know that's a lotion of cleaning it out, of cleansing it? The pasuk says, this is in reference to tzaras, that you clear out the whole house over there, you cleanse the house. You can say, you learn it from the following.
You learn it from this old pasuk in Tehillim. That is, Tichat'eni be'ezov ve'etar. Cleanse me with a hyssop, and I shall be pure. Frank the Gemara, ve'ema miznavo. Well, who says that it means from the neck? That bends, whatever. Maybe mizanav, or it's just a cuff of tummy that's always bent over, the tail. So maybe that's where you should shach from. Says so, no, shach michlal shezakovinan. When it says from a place that bends, it means it's got to be something that's just normally not bent. Rashi shashach mashma kofef velo kofef. Not that it already is bent. Michlal shabederech halichah. So zokev in the normal state, it's usually zakov. Vaha shach va'omedu shach va'omedu. This thing is always bent. I have aim me'azno. What about from the ear? The ear is also like darish shu kofefok shurotze. It bends it when it wants. It's normally straight up. Vayin adam nefesh. Now you have dam nefesh. Rashi says daha bekachim ksev. It's written by kachim. V'dama nefesh ba'inan lizrika d'chsev damo b'nav shohu v'ani nesativ lachem ala mezbeach. Dam sha nefesh yotze bo mechaper. The blood that the nefesh comes out, that's going to be mechaper. V'leka, and if you're going by the ear, clearly it's not dama nefesh. It's not going to die. So you're going to go, who says? V'eimet dekar v'azi ala dama nefesh. Maybe shchita halacha is, you cut by the ear and you just bring it all the way down till it ends up going to the place where it's going to die. So you don't have a riot that's not from there. V'su, and not only that, you want to say the halachas of shchita from this. What about the rest of the halachas? Shehi, drasa, chalaga, hagrama, v'ikar, minolan. How do we learn that the idea of pausing, pressing, borrowing, cutting beyond, and tearing? All these things are also going to pass the shchita. You don't have that written this straight out, so where do you learn that from? Ella, must be that all your answers that we tried so far, nice try, but gemara. This is just a halacha Moshe Misinai. Shchita, minatzavar, nami gemara. That too is going to be a gemara as well. That's a halacha Moshe Misinai. And that's how we know that it is from the neck. In fact, the Gemara said, what do you have a pasuk for? Ukra lemayasa. What's that coming to tell? Why is there a pasuk? And for the Gemara, delo l'shavi gistra. It's come to teach that when you shecht from the neck, that you don't split the animal in two, right? You don't go make it into two separate zachen. Rashi says, v'kra lemayasa. Kevin de l'chaz shchita l'chaz l'mosh misinai. Then what do you have the pasuk for? Delo l'shavi gistra. Rashi shalu yachtuch kol ha-mefrekes l'shnayim. You don't go ahead and put it, to an entirety in two. So Gemara, let's try a second answer over here. Learn it from a pasuk. Rav Yemar Amar Krovas of Achta. The pasuk says, "You shall shecht right from your." The pasuk is Ki Yirchak Mimcha Makom Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokecha L'Sum Shmo Sham V'Zavachta Mivakarcha. And you shall shecht from your bakar Mimakom Shezav. And what does that mean when it says V'Zavachta? Mimakom shezav chateyu. It's a contraction of zav chateyu, zavachta. Another nice little playing words over there. Mimakom shezav chateyu. From that place that it comes out of, shedamo zav, that it flows, the blood flows. Chateyu shavreyu klo mechatcheyu. That is break it. That is it means to cut it. My mashu dai chateyu lusad the mitbar. Who says that it's a lashon of breaking? Who says that it means dechsev al tira ve'al tichas? The pasuk says, "Don't fear and don't be dismayed." Ve'ema mechotmo, right? Right, and don't be dismayed is also like don't be broken, like a broken spirit. Why don't we say that it's talking about from the nose, because stuff flows from the nose. Rashi says Uzav Lecha Tamid Ha Dam Bekra Loksev. Doesn't say Dam Zav Aide Chitoy Benin. It has to be that it flows because of some sort of breaking, and this is flows anyway. Hi Zav Me'alavu. This flows on its own. Why don't we say that shchita is done from the heart? Because that's where you have blood that goes and it flows there. Rashi says, "Im titka bo sakip, pull a knife in there. Uzav dam harbe. Tons of blood is going to come out. And furthermore, she draws a chalad the gram vikar. We know where we know those from. So it must be ala gemara. All this is lachal moshe misina and shchita nami. This also same idea. Shchita min etzav nami gemara is also lachal moshe misina. In fact, the gemara korah lemayas. Then we do the pasuk. The lola shavi gister again is coming to tell us that when you do the shchita from the throat, they don't do it and split the animal in two, right? Rashi says, "V'lo yidros, d'achim mashma chateyu ad sheyazov v'su lo aval doris ein biyado lemnoa v'limshof yado." Right, so that is, you don't have to cut the neck bone, which is behind the trachea in the esophagus, in two. And he's coming to tell us, learned it from V'zavachta, that you sever until you get to the part where the blood is a dove, and not further than that. And okay. Tavir Rabbi Shmalatana, a third opinion about what's the makar for this idea of shchita done for the neck. Vishachat, the pasuk says Vishachat. What's this talking about? This is talking about, says Vishachat is ben habakar lefnei Hashem v'krivu b'nei Aaron akwanim es adam v'zarku es adam al hazbeach saviv v'sher pesach al moed, that he shall slaughter this animal. Atzuk v'shachat ela v'sachat. It should be as v'sachat, which means
that Mimakom Shesach, from the place of where it talks, Rosh Shemotzi Kol, where the sound comes out of, Chateo, that's where you go and you clean it by getting rid of the dam. I have aim mil shonon, say from the tongue. Nabina dam and nefesh, well, like it's not dam and nefesh. I have aim the car, but also ad dam and nefesh, you cut from the tongue and on. So maybe, so how do you know? Vesu, and furthermore, she addressed a chalad v'gmar, and hagrama be'ikamino, how do we know that you do that from elagamar? It's a lachamos. You see, I shchidim as avanami gamar. Ukra alamai also, what's the pasuk used for? The lo shavi gisra, again, you don't split it in half. But time I say, me'ach, another opinion, really, from here, the time of the Nebraisa. Rabbi Chiya says, "Minayin l'shchitim and tzara." I don't know that shchit is done from the neck. Shemar, the pasuk says, "Va'aruchu b'nei Aaron akonim es hanisachim," that the children of Aaron, the b'nei Aaron, the akonim, will arrange the pieces. Shem tamad lomer es harosh v'sapader. It wasn't necessary for it to say later on the head and the fat. Ma tamad lomer es harosh v'sapader. Why did it go out of its way and say that for the rosh v'sapader b'chal kol nesachim? Those are included in all the nesachim of the pieces. Lomer yotzei is a yotzei. What it said out lefisha namar, because it says in a pasuk earlier, it says v'hifshet es olam nitach, he shall skin the olah offering and cut into pieces. Ainly ela nesachim sheishnam b'chal of shata. I only know pieces, only pieces that are included. And the din of skinning, Rashi says, "Kedichsev hifshit v'nasach v'gabe aricha dichsev nisachem." Oh, I skipped. Ainly shikuri nisachem ela osan sheish the mechal of shata. Like we said, "Kedichsev hifshit v'nasach v'gabe aricha dichsev nisachem b'nisachem hanav shata mashma." Minayin l'rabba said, "How do we know that include also in this din of arranging the animal's head?" Shekvar hutas, which is when doesn't fall into the category, you know, of skinning, because it's already been severed, and therefore it's a separate piece by the shechita before the rest of the body is skinned. Tamar lomer es rosh v'spidyo v'arach, its head and its fat, and the kohen shall arrange. We can always say rosh. It says the rosh, the Torah must be including this din of the head, shekvar hutas, which is not in the skinning because it was already cut off by the act of the shechita. Mechlal, the shechita and the tzaver must be the shechita from the tzaver. Otherwise, if the shechita doesn't cut the throat where it is, and how could the head be severed? I said that must be where we learn it from. The Tana pasach birosh upader. When Rav Chiya spoke up over here, he started off, right, with his raya by saying the head and the fat, Rosh Upadar, saying that it's extra. Messiah, Berosho Upidro, it says Rosho Upidro. You should have said, Rav Chiya should have finished off, the Torah then says, they shall arrange the pieces, the head and the fat. Hachi Gamar says, now this is what it means to say. Minayin l'rabba says rosh. Where do we know that you include the head in the arranging the animal's head? Shekvar hutas, which is already cut off, so for example, including the skinning thing. Tamad lomar es harosh v'sapader. V'rosho pidro lomali. Why do I need the pasuk rosho pidro? What's that coming to tell me? Yivay l'chadanyim. We need it for the following b'risa. Minayin l'rosho peder shekod melchol nesachem. Where do we know that the head and the fat precede all the other pieces and being brought on the mizbeach? Tamad lomar. Pasuk says is Rosho ve'es Pidro ve'arach, because it says the words, its head, its fat, the Kohen shall set up. So before anything else is mentioned, these things are mentioned. Clearly, they get the precedent to go first. Beep, turn the page. Chavzayin Rabbeis Upeder Kamet the Kuzuchmana, and the first. Fat. Lomeli, why do I need that mentioned? Okay, we explain why we need the head, the first head. That makes sense over here. That's including that you set it up, but why is it mentioned this idea of the fat? Mibaile, right, because again, the words head and fat that come up in the pasuk are both necessary, because bringing up in that pasuk is showing these two parts are brought before the other pieces. But it's not, why is it that the Torah said the word fat in another pasuk? Mibaile, we need for the following brisa. Kate said, "Who osa? How does the coin do the carbon, the offering of the head and the fat?" Chofes a peder al beis hashchita. He spreads the fat over the place of the shchita, of the place where they made the cut. El ma'aleh, and he goes and brings up the mizbeach. V'zehu derech kovet shamayla. This is a respectful way, you know, of dealing with it. Rashi says, "Kishemakri v'rosh chofes a peder al malkum chatach mepnei shemaluchlach b'dam. It's all dirty." with dam. Now, this Tana brings a raya from here. The Tana brings a raya says, Zos Torah Sabahim of Ha'of. This is the Torah of the Behem Ha'of. Rashi says, La'el minei ayir betumas davelas, talking about the davelas. V'chi be'ezah Torah shavsa behem ha'of. Where do you go ahead and you equate these two things? V'ofel behem or the behem, either the animal to the bird or the bird to the animal. Behema mitama b'magam masa. An animal is going to be mitama if it's tame through touching it and carrying it. If you touch it, the body of this animal that wasn't shechted and it's in a vela, it becomes tame until the night time. If he carries it, then he and his clothing become tame. Ofen mitama b'magam masa, but an oaf doesn't fall into that category. Rashi says, "Dechsev l'tama ba, ein l'cha elamasha amr ba lo yochal l'tama ba." Oaf mitama, back in the Gemara, so it says the oaf mitama begadam of isablia, and also a bird. It's going to mitame the clothing in the throat when somebody goes out and if they eat the bird. That's when it's going to actually affect tuma. Rashi says behema einu mitame beisablia. When it says behema einu mitame begadam of isablia, what does this mean? We're talking about the case of Rashi's imtachvelo chaveru. If his friend goes and stups it in his mouth, he doesn't touch it. It's not just clothing; it's just stups it in his mouth. The time was in a brisa. Yochot einu velas behema mitame beisablia. You would think that the animal tuma is going to be tuma beisablia. Lo yochal yochot l'tuma mishein la tuma ela derechilas. Only something's going to only there's a tumah before it that's just touching it and touching the clothing attack. Beis Torah shavsi behema loaf. Where do you find that the Torah actually equated the behema to an oaf? For oaf the behema, lo melacha. This is coming to teach you. Ma behema b'shchita, just like a behema has to have shchita, which is that ma behema b'shchita yotza midei nevela, as going to take out of nevela. The chesef shachat is ben abakar. Afol b'shchita, so to offer them shchita as well. Imalal and berov shtaim. If you want to say just like in the case of Adam, you have to do a majority of two. Rashi says itzukal el. The rabbis says a rosh kvar hutas dibisim and echad lav hutas then kari lei. Lo tzich lebri. We didn't have to be included there. So imalal and berov shtaim. Afka berov shtaim. Over here too, you're going to have to do two as well. By the animal, Tamar Lomer Zos, and it says Zos to tell you that it's only Zos. This is the law common to both of them, and not another thing is going to be common to both of them. One is that you have to, and that is that they both have to do Shchita. Rosh is Miuto, it's a Miut. So only the other one needs to have two Simanim. The animal. Rabbi Leazar Omer Beizet Torah Shavs the Behemah Loaf. Where is there such a thing? They equate each other. Veof the Behemah Lomer Chavis. I'm telling you, my Oaf Hechshero Min Atzavah. Just like the bird's fitness. The Hechshero as a carbon depends on without Malika that's done from the neck. Rashi is right, Malika. So, Abayim Hechshero Min Atzavah. So, too, it's going to be from the Shah. Rashi is Shchitasu Vahainu the Amran Vitana Maisi Lameacha. So, that's from the neck. Imal Aholim Mimul Orf. So, we want to say that, okay, by the birds, it's done in the back of the neck by Malika. Afkan Mimul Orf. You want to say also by the animal, it's going to be done by there as well. You shech from the back of the neck. Tamil Orf. It says, Malakas Rosh Mimul Orpo Velo Yavdil. Rosh Shal Zem Mimul Orf. Vein Rosh Shal Achem Mimul Orf. Only this one's like that. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, I zos my avid light. What's it going to do with the word zos? This is the law. I says, "Kiven de oaf lav mi behema yalif, ela behema mi oaf yalif mi uta mayni." What's the miut? E lav zos. I mean, not for zos. This is the law that I would thought ma oaf b'simen echad. Af behem b'simen echad. I would think that a behema done with one animal with one simen. Because the Rachmana zos comes to tell you this is going to be the comparison and no other din over here. So one who shechs an animal. Must even be the right to do both simanim. Okay. Tani mer kapara, Zos Torah Sabahima Vaof. He comes in and explains what does it mean as Behema Vaof. He says, V'chol nefesh chaya harumeses b'mayim dagim. Says, this is the law of the animal and the bird, and every living creature that's in the water. Rashi says, and that's talking about fish. Heiti lakasav Laof bin behema ledagim. The pasuk put the word bird in between animal and fish. Lechayvo b'shtei simanim efshar. In order to say this, in order to say that the bird is going to be more, it has to do two simanim. I should say kebehema danafkalan miminyan lerabbas esaros shikfarutas efshar. No, that you can't do. You can't go and compare it to that. Rashi says, "Yefshar shekfar hukshel adagim the labanei shchitan and nivgula kaman." Let's read inside. Shekfar hukshel adagim because the bird is already compared by because of the smichas because the hekesh to fish. The pocha below klom yefshar. You can't go and say you can do without nothing. Shekfar hukshel behema because of the behema. Okay, so what do we say? Hashem b'semechad must be one simon. We didn't say this. We're going to see it right now. But basically, just get pick things on the ground there. It says behema. That's two simon. Then it says oaf, and then it says dag. Behema is two.
Dag is nothing. Just catch it. You know, asifas and ishritas, and we're going to see. So then what's going to be with the oaf if you compare it to the animal, but it's compared to a bird, the fish. If you compare it to fish, so the animal, so if it comes out, that it goes out with only one semen. Says Gemara, dagam delab and ishritu and nunubino. How do we know that you don't have to shech the dag of fish? Because it says that so nubakar yishachitam. Can sheep and cattle be slaughtered for them? Right? Are they able to do such a thing? Im es kol degeh yami asif lam, or if all the fish of the sea would be gathered for them. This is B'nai Sos complaining about the mun. And, you know, Hashem's given all these miracles over here, and they're complaining. They want meat, so Hashem says, okay, to tell the people that they're going to get meat for a full month, and they're going to become so nauseous from it. And Moshe asks Hashem, how is it possible to get so much meat over here? And the Gemara is saying, the point of the Gemara is that in reference to the prep of the animal meat, the term shlita is mentioned, but when it comes to the fish, it just says gathering. So what do you see over here? Hatzon ubakar yishachet lem, imkol degei hayam, ye osif lem, gather for them. Asif abamasagil, which means it's just gathering it is good enough, and that's the shlita. Elameyate gabi slav, what about by the quail, by the slav? Dechsev vayasfu as the slav, it says over there, they'll gather up the quail. You want to see also chanami delab shlita? They don't have to do shlita with it, right? Now what is this talking about? Hashem promised and he gave to them a ton of meat, and he gave them quail. It's a type of bird, you know, fowl. And it doesn't say whether they shechted it. They got it up. Oh, they don't have to shecht it. So chanam dal b'shchita. V'ha'amar d'lepotro below klum yefsha. You can't go ahead and pat the bird with nothing. Shekfar hukrish l'behema. Shekrish l'behema. Says, Amara, ha'asam over there. Lok siva sifa v'mkom shchita d'achrine. The source of the din that a fish are going to be punted from shechita, right? It is from the idea of the lashon of gathering, and you're seeing about the quail over there that the loksiva asifa b'mkom shechita achrina didn't say the word asifa. Opposite the idea of shchita of something else, but it brings up shchita of an animal. This is a sieve of the fish, and therefore that's something which you have to do. So therefore, it's only a sieve by the fish, and the other stuff, it's not saying you don't have to do shchita. Maybe you have to go and do shchita. Hi Darash over Galila. There was this fellow came along and he darshened the following idea. Behema shenivres minayabasha. If you have an animal that was created from the dry land, Rashi says, Lefik minayabasha, lefikek yesh lochios bari v'chazak, for it's strong, echsher b'shnei simanim. It's, you know, it's like two simanim. You have to shech dagim shenivres minayam. They came from the water. You don't have to have any sort of, you know, shechita on it because it's very, very not as strong. The bird was came from mud. And that is, Rashi says, garbila sheish b'mayim yabasha, hechsher b'semen echa. Therefore, it's done with one semen. Amar b'shul kaputka, teili, you should know that the birds are made from mud. I said, water, sorry, ofos yeshlam kaskases biragleham kedagim. The birds have scales on their feet like that of fish, which came from the water. Now, this is sort of like mid-story, the way it starts off. Ve'od shalu. Rashi points out, what do you mean, ve'od shalu? Kuntrikon hegemon. Kuntrikon was a Roman general. He asked a lot of questions to Rabban Gamliel. He asked Rabban Gamliel. Shilos harbi v'hem b'b'chores tafhei v'gam zo shalu v'hacha t'niye mishom gerari d'ofos. It has something to do with like chickens, so they put it up over here. Kosev echad omer. One pasuk says that v'yomer elokim yishetsu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya. Right, one pasuk says, and Hashem said, let the waters teem with swarming living creatures and fowl that fly. This is Rashi, Ophos. Alma mimayiru, so we see over here that they're created from water. Uksiv, on the other hand, we know that it says, Vayesh Hashem alukim en adama kol chayis asad vayis kol of Hashamayim, alma me'ara ibru, right, so Hashem is formed out of the ground, every beast of the field and every bird of the sky. And here we see that they were from land. So how you put these two together?
We have a bit of a contradiction. Is it water or land? Amar lo min ha'rakak nivru. Gemara says that they were created from the mud. These two together, the earth and the water. The two psukim are saying. Ra tamid of mistaklin zavazeh. When he answered, Gemara saw his students looking at one another. Amar lo, they said to him, Kasha beinechem shedachisias oivi bekash. What's the matter? Are you bothered at the fact that I pushed away my oyev, my enemy, with an answer which is weak as kash, as straw? Right? Now, is this hard for you? Minamayim nivru. Really, they were created just from water. Like the first pasuk said. V'loma hevir l'adam. And why did Hashem bring them to Adam? Likros lehen b'shem. In order for Adam to call them a name. Rashi v'gamil k'amar le klomar v'loma nichtvu kan mishum kriyas shem. In order for Adam to give a name. V'yeshamim, some say this actually, it was a flip, this story. V'loshan achar amalos an hegmon, right? That is that the explanation he gave is Talmidim, he gave to the hegmon, to this ruler. V'loshan arishon amalam la Talmidim. And he gave the first explanation to his Talmidim. Yishon dechsev al v'yetzer. Since the latter part of the second pasuk said, and every bird of the sky is written in reference to the first part. Now, Hashem had formed out of the ground. Says Rashi, that is Mishum Dechsev, as called Ufa Shemayim al Vayetzer, Demashma da Yisira Namikai. So, actually, the answer gets flipped here.
Amar Rav Yehuda, Yishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, Ein Shechita L'Of Min HaTorah. There's no deoraisa when it comes to Shechita L'Of. That, this is a derabanan. Shenamar v'shafach. Because it says any person who trap a beast or a bird that may be eaten will pour out his blood and cover it with earth. Okay, known as kisoy adam. And b'shvich ba'almasagi, which is showing that midaraisa is enough just to pour out the dam. That's it. You can go, you can pierce, you can tear. You don't have to do like a cut. Says Gemara Yachi, if it's really true that's the case, that pour out is going to patter ofos from doing shechita like a normal with animals and chayinami. It should be the same thing when it comes to a chay as well, because it's also mentioned in the pasuk. His kish l'psulim mikdashim, and for the Gemara that when you have a chay as compared to psulim mikdashim, animals that have been unfit, just like they need good shechita, so to this does as well. Ofnami is kish l'beheima. What do you mean? But we also have that of is kish l'beheima. Rashi is v'neima ein hikish l'mechsa. They shouldn't do it half. Except those sorts of behema v'ha of. So why saying only that birds? Why say only bird to an animal? We should say this. You know, you don't go chetzi. So also animal is going to teach the bird. It's going to go back and forth. And for the Gemara, ha'k siv v'shafach his damo. It says to pour out his blood, which This straight up idea of saying v'shafach zdamo is coming to say that you can't learn out that zos torus abehema va'of to be learned both ways. I my chazis the shadya le al of shadya achaya. Why are you throwing it on the bird and you're pottering it from having to do shechita like that shadya achaya? Throw it on the chaya. Mistaba mishum de salik minay. And that makes more sense to say. It's talking about the bird, because the pasuk just left off immediately talking about that particular case. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.